In South Africa today, a search is underway near the Karoo National Park for Sylvester. He's a male lion who left the park boundaries on Sunday. And park officials initially said the lion could be a danger to wildlife and people and that they would find him and kill him. But now, as a pro-Sylvester social media storm is brewing, the park is backing off from that initial threat. Vicky Croke covers all things animal for Here and Now, and she joins us. And Vicky, first of all, tell us a little bit more about what's happening in South Africa with Sylvester.
Hey, Magda. So reports are that on Sunday, after a storm damaged the electric fencing at Karoo National Park in South Africa, and by the way, most reserves there are, in fact, enclosed by fencing just like that, a lion named Sylvester left the park and headed out on his own. This is his second walkabout.
I was going to say, not the first time for him.
Right. Last year, under similar circumstances, he did the same thing. In the earlier incident, he was missing for 3 weeks and killed about 30 animals, some farm animals, before he was darted and returned to the park.
Okay, so he did kill some animals, but they successfully returned him through darting. But what about this time?
That's right. So now he's wearing a tracking collar, and officials say he's traveled at least 12 miles from the park and has killed a cow so far, but they're having trouble locating him anyway, even using helicopters. And the area around the park is sparsely populated, but there are farms. One thing to make clear is that lions don't understand the concept of boundaries or the idea yeah. that they're not supposed to leave the park. To Sylvester, he didn't escape. If this lion is, in fact, 3 years old, as has been reported, that would be a normal age for him to disperse from his family's area. What he's doing would be normal in wild Africa. He'd be looking for his own territory and be in charge of his own pride. Nothing especially dangerous for anyone. The interesting factor here is that it's his surroundings that have changed the equation.
Right.
So I spoke to Dr. Luke Hunter earlier, President and Chief of Conservation for Panthera. That's the Global Wildcat Conservation Organization. He spent a lot of time in that area, and he told me that lions have only recently been returned there.
In Karoo, lions have only been there since 2010, and so it's really interesting in these recently reintroduced populations. The normal social dynamics of those populations are often disturbed for a while because there's no lions, and then you bring lions often from different sources, often young animals, and so the social dynamics can be somewhat disrupted.
Huh. So, Vicky, in that case, is Sylvester's situation unique, or is he representative of a lot of other lions?
Yeah. Luke Hunter says that lions roaming onto farmland in Africa and being shot happens every day. But I think we're seeing something really fascinating this time taking place with Sylvester. We're living in such a global social media age that a lion walks out of a park in South Africa, said to be marked for death, and internet users around the world using Twitter with the hashtags Sylvester the Lion and Save Sylvester and multiple online petitions, including several on change.org, are probably saving his life.
Well, interesting, because remember what happened to Cecil the Lion and the backlash after his shooting by a hunter. But so is this change overall good for conservation?
You know, that's the question. For one thing, now park officials are responsive. They're saying that they have a number of options, including sending him to another national park or just, you know, bring him back to Karoo and work on fixing that fence. The park is actually thanking the public for their concern and advice, and that's via Twitter. So now, as members of the public, do we learn from this and, you know, pour our compassion to conservation of all lions or even all cats? I think so. And Dr. Hunter says that Sylvester is a good emblem, like a really good poster lion, but how we can change our world for cats.
I also wonder about the effectiveness of the collar he's wearing. Maybe we got to look into that. But Vicky Croke, host of WBUR's The Wildlife Blog, thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna.